with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to...
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Wow, we've been all over the Constitution and John Adams and all these other people. But right now we're going back, we're going local to Grand Rapids. We have a new partner on the radio show, the Hall Street Bakery and the Wealthy Street Bakery. And we have the proprietor on the line right now, Andy Hibbenmeyer. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah. So, Andy, you are running a couple bakeries / restaurants / now I think you're serving alcohol too. So
yeah.
I just want our listeners to learn about your businesses, where they are, what you do, what your menus look like, because I think it's a West Michigan treasure, and I'm not sure everybody knows a lot about it.
Yeah, sure. So we have two locations. We have the Wealthy Street Bakery location, and that's been around since 2002. That's on Wealthy Street, obviously, kind of right by college, I guess would be the closest.
Just a coincidence.
Major intersection.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we have the Hall Street Bakery location, and that's on the corner of Hall and Fuller, and that one's been around since 2014. So, we do everything fresh in-house, all of our baked goods, bake fresh every single day, and then we have a full menu, too, of sandwiches, pizzas, salads. We have a big brick-lined oven at each location that we do pizzas in, and they're pretty phenomenal, as well as a liquor license at both locations. So we serve beer and wine at both locations as well.
So you are the quintessential entrepreneur because you guys open at like 6 a.m. and you're open till about, what, 9 or 10 at night?
Yeah, 9 at night. It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Well, it's only right that you would serve beer because that's liquid bread.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you got to get your carbs one way or another.
Yeah. So, Andy, I have since we've started working together here, I've been in your shop at Wealthy Street 3 or 4 different times, and boy, when you walk in, the smell of the fresh baked goods is just overwhelming. It's so wonderful, and I've been bringing you made some special rolls for me. You had a focaccia bread that you make. Describe that a little bit.
Yeah, so focaccia bread is kind of an olive oil based bread. We do them in store and have them every day. That's a little bit larger than what we do for you, and we do a little bit smaller ones for you, like a slider type size. But we do the rolls in the focaccia bread like that, and then we also do a large loaf that's tomato basil focaccia. So it's got fresh mozzarella, tomatoes, basil, some onion. And it's kind of like a pizza without cheese, but that one's pretty wild. That is a pretty amazing product.
That almost sounds like a sausage roll that they make in Detroit.
Yeah, I've heard of those. I still haven't had one yet, but I have heard tales of those for sure.
All right, I'm going to bring you some back next time I go to the Livonia Bakery. They're fantastic, and it might be something for you. But I did have one of those. Randy had some left over, and he gave me a few of those focaccia rolls, and they were fantastic. I'm hoarding them. Yeah. They're in my freezer, but I'm going to come down and meet you and get some more.
Yeah, we'll...
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, Andy, they're a little more dense of a bread, and when he made them into that slider size for me, we're using pulled pork, using those for pulled pork sandwiches. And, you know, pulled pork, if it's done right, always has a little bit of juice on it because you want it moist, right? But that roll holds up to that moisture, but it's such a great bite.
We actually used them for the porchetta.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And there was a lot of juice.
Right.
And that's what I noticed, too, is that beautiful crust allowed your guest, because you don't want to embarrass your guest, especially at a swanky event like that was, where it's people after work in business attire. You want them to be able to hold something without taking it home on their shirt,
right?
Or blouse.
Right.
And
we've actually used them for soup bowls before.
Nice.
We're looking more into that for the to be able to do it on our normal menu for the fall and stuff coming up. But the crust on there holds up well, and then the inside soak it all up perfectly. So,
Andy, tell us a little bit about your menu, because I think people will be surprised that when you walk into a bakery, it's so diverse.
Yeah. So, one of my favorite things is our breakfast sandwiches. We do it on any kind of bread you want, but my favorite is ciabatta, which is kind of like a like a English muffin type bread almost. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so with we have this great onion jam that we do on a couple of breakfast sandwiches. So egg, bacon, onion jam, cheese. Those are pretty wild.
God, that sounds great.
And then during, but we serve everything all day long. And then just a full lineup of sandwiches, either toasted or not, your basic deli sandwiches, all the way up to like a salmon pesto sandwich. Or we have a braised beef sandwich where we braise beef shoulder and it gets served with au jus and arugula and all that kind of stuff. Mm.
So you've got to be hopping busy. These people in those two markets you're in, I know your demos. I mean, those people have to absolutely love you.
Yeah, no, so people ask, you know, kind of about what, you know, what's the success of the business, and this might be oversimplifying it, but with both of our menu and our hours, it's like cover your bases, you know? We're open early, we're open late, so if we have a slow morning, we have a busy night, or we have a, you know, opposites. And if somebody comes in and they like pastries, perfect. We have all those fresh every single day, and that's still our main breadwinner, for lack of a better term. But if you're here for lunch or dinner, we've got you covered there too, and that's kind of where the alcohol comes in too. So if you want to have, our pizzas are just phenomenal. I know we gave you guys some pizza dough.
Oh, the dough was fabulous. And you know what? We, at the end of that event, when you gave me a bunch of doughs, we made a bunch of pizzas. Everybody loved them. But at the end, we just used the dough and put a little garlic olive oil and salt on it.
Oh, yeah.
And cooked that up and made little like bread knots and served marinara to dip it in. Oh, man, things went like hotcakes or hot bread. As it may be.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah. We make the dough fresh every single day. So that's, fresh dough and, it is phenomenal. So at both locations, the hall oven, as far as the brick lined oven, is a little bit smaller, but the Wealthy Street brick lined oven, I mean, it's 15 by 20.
Yeah. I was going to say you could camp inside that thing. It's huge.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But, so I have a little bit of not a little bit. My whole life has pretty much been dedicated to this type of industry. My family owns Herman's Boy up in Rockford, which I know you guys have
sure.
worked with before.
Yep.
And, I used to run the smokehouse there as well, too. So we're always trying to think of some new stuff, and we have some experience and some of that stuff. So
yeah, you do.
Menu isn't, like, constantly changing, but we have ideas, and it's just getting the time, the bandwidth, and the manpower ready to attack some of these things.
Very good. Say, I was in there picking up some rolls from you for an event this week, and I had a croissant that you had cooked ham and cheese inside of the croissant. So you picked it up, and it looked like a croissant. It's like, oh, this looks really good. And you take a bite of it, and there was baked in ham and cheese inside the croissant. Unbelievable.
Yeah, those are one of our best selling items. Still like the old standby, like our cranberry almond scone is probably our best selling item.
I believe that.
But those ham and cheese are really close. I don't think people quite understand the scope of like you said, of what we do here, both in menu offerings and hours. But between the two locations, we have close to 27,000 people through the door every month.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we're going to make sure we get you. We've got on the grillingguys.com, there's a spot on the right where all of our sponsors go. And we want to post a link to your bakeries there. And so people can click on and go right to your menu and right to your shop. But there's also, of course, we've got all our other sponsors. There, Garrett's Old World Olive Company.
Andy, can you tell everybody where you're at again? We got to wrap up here.
Yeah, so the Hall Street location is right on the corner of Hall and Fuller, and the Wealthy Street Bakery location is it's actually on the corner of Wealthy and Union, so it's on Wealthy right in between Eastern and College.
Yep, very good.
That's awesome.
Well, Andy, we're proud to be affiliated with you guys, and I know that we're going to become fast friends, because when anybody produces high quality food like you do, you are fit right in with the Grilling Guys mode, and we appreciate your partnership, and we'll be talking to you several times throughout the year.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, you guys. We really appreciate it.
All right, sir.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to get back to this national heritage and talk about Ben Franklin roasting his happy bird. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.